the Horses Heart and Soul Herd, and Sarah Willerson welcome you to today's show, where they share with you horse wisdom straight from the stall. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are a part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in to natureschannel.fm on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for loving guidance from the Horses Heart and Soul Herd. Be sure to visit us after the show at horsesheartandsoul.com. And now let's sit back in the saddle and join Sarah and the herd for today's horse wisdom straight from the stall.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Horses Heart and Soul Radio Show. I'm your host, Sarah Willerson, and the Horses Heart and Soul Radio Show on natureschannel.fm is where horse wisdom is shared straight from the stalls. I believe horses are natural healers who help us reconnect to our entire being, whether that be spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. I especially believe that the gift of the horse is to present the hidden pieces of our heart in order to reconnect on our journey toward fulfillment of our soul. And for those of you who are new to the show, the intent of this radio show is to bring together and share wisdom from the herd I live with, from books, from experiences that may happen out here at the ranch, discussion, and also special guests who are aligned with this belief. So welcome to today's show, which is called I See You, The Heart of the Matter. And I will explain what that means. But before, as I like to do, I'm just going to share what's going on around here a little bit. We were blessed with some amazing rain pretty much all night last night and a lot of this morning. And I am so happy about it. And I know the earth around here is so happy. There were some really deep cracks that were happening, and it has not rained here in almost 2 months, which is not a good thing. And it was hilarious because when I let the horses out after breakfast this morning, they were doing their own sort of rain thankful dance in that they all just went charging out of their stalls and immediately gathered together. And I mean, everybody, well, with except for Jingles, I have to excuse him from this melee, but everybody else, all four hooves off the ground, they were bucking, they were rearing. I mean, they were doing turns in the air I have not seen them do in so long, and just rip roaring around the pasture, just in total joy about, number one, this change in weather, because it's not 100 degrees now. Now it's more like 80. And just, you know, this gift of rain, and I can already see green grass kind of popping up from the earth, if you can believe that. So, wonderful thing. Thank you, Mother Nature. Really, really appreciate you sharing this with us. And so for today's show, the herd wanted to continue along the lines of last week's wisdom that they shared, and the title of that show is Walking with Our Shadow. And if you didn't get to hear it, the archive of that is on natureschannel.fm. I invite you to listen to that. They had some really powerful things to share about how they see our shadow. And if you missed that, their definition of what a shadow is for us is, it is the infinite part of self that gathers information from all aspects of life. It holds the history, the memory of all we are and beyond. It guides us and holds the cherished parts of our being close at heart. It is the heart of who we are. It is not negative or to be feared. It is a power source that has the ability to light and define us. It's part of the deep essence of all and why we honor and celebrate it. And so, what they're wanting to share, the deeper and more personal view that they see that we all possess, and they're calling it what's behind the obvious or the heart of the matter. So those are their words, and that truly stepping inside and seeing our deep self. And so I sat with them because this idea was sort of bubbling over the last couple of days inside of me. And when I sat with them yesterday, I closed my eyes and just got into my meditative state. And I saw Jingles first. And he just started walking with me out in their big pasture where they hang out when they're not working. And actually, there's a huge mound of dirt, which down here you would call a berm, and it was created just to do some practice shooting or something like that. But actually now the horses like to climb on top of it and play king and queen of the mountain. It's kind of funny. And actually other animals join in too. I've seen deer standing up on top of this huge mound of dirt. I've seen coyotes. And then I also see the horses go behind it sometimes because there's a beautiful pocket of shade and a bunch of trees that are right behind it as well. So just to kind of set the scene on that. So Jingles walked me over behind that berm. And I heard him say, "You see this on the outside, but do not see what is behind and within." And he said, "You must go deep in the heart to see who a being truly is and holds within themselves. This is part of what we teach to those who come to spend time with us, creating that relationship with your own heart, seeing what is and how you connect to your divine nature. This is what this means to us, divine nature. Divine is simply the core or essence of who you are. And this gets caught into the mental aspects of self. And it's not mental at all. It is in a realm of being which goes way beyond thinking. It is the spirit of all of us and just is. There is no rationalizing it or analyzing it or breaking it apart. When that happens, it creates a separation from the core of who you are. And this creates friction with every other aspect of the self, meaning the nature of harmony and simply being is removed and the modern way of existing comes in as direction. This is how we see it, as if a being had gotten off course." And to me, that's so appropriate that Jingles would share this picture, because that's a big piece of teaching that he always does with anyone who comes out here to be with him, myself included, that he really seems to get frustrated when people try to get into the minutiae of things. Instead, just don't kind of settle and be with what is and just connect to that and move with that. I think, you know, in the past when we've talked about him on this show, he's talked about, you know, just like being with the blade of grass that you are with right in that moment. And, you know, he's just some of the work that he's done with clients over this past year. I mean, I know I've said that he's really slowed down and he's pretty much in a retirement phase. But there are definitely times when somebody comes out here and he's pretty clear he has some business with them. And what I watch him doing is he will immediately walk up to them, connect with them, whether it's touching them, get their attention in some way, and he gets them to start walking with him. And as the clients and I talk about what Jingles is showing them or reminding them of, you know, they always seem to come back to this core of he sees me for who I am, and they just are, you know, what he's doing is reminding them of that love that is in them. And he sees that and is telling them, you know, you do have this inside of you and you are not a label that somebody has given to you, or you are not a memory of the past, and really helps them see the beauty of who they are and just being in that space with themselves. And he does this with people of all ages. I mean, there are a couple of kids that he loves working with, and that's a big message that he continues to remind them of over and over again, is the beauty inside of them. And, you know, the same when adults come out here, of just remembering, you know, they are not a diagnosis. They are not a label. They are not an event that has happened in their life. They are this beautiful being. And, you know, especially with where he is in his life, just in this eldership point of his world, you know, transition is kind of flowing through every aspect of a session that he does with a person. And, you know, as hard as it is sometimes to see just where his physical body is right now, I was reminded earlier this week of just what a powerful metaphor that is, of he's really getting down to that base structural support of his life, who he is, being very connected to that, and that is part of this transition that he's making, that, you know, he is right there in the core part of his self. He's allowing time for the process that he wants to walk through. He's honoring what is and what has been. He's connecting with his family still and everything around here for that matter. And that he is, you know, showing us that walking through that in the way that we need to is always right on. So just some things to share about him. And then as I was still sitting in my meditation space, Asante came up in my thoughts. And so she, for those of you who don't know her, she, beautiful black mare that was with us for almost 4 years, and she died last year. But definitely, I still feel her presence all the time around here. And she wanted to share just some thoughts on this subject of getting at the heart of the matter. And she says, it is as if you have left your body and there is no connection any longer. We see you floating around yourself. Is this fear of experiencing or waiting to understand? The breath is a powerful tool for settling all within and returning to that embodied and connected state. The breath brings it all back together. And I love how she's just bringing it back to one of those really base core components of who we are as a being and the importance and divineness, I think, of just a simple breath. And it reminds me of what I see when the horses are connecting with people when they come out here to do a session with them, that, you know, when they get out of their car, and sometimes they've driven for an hour to get here, and I so appreciate everyone who does that. That means, you know, the world to us. But I also know there's a reason for that. You know, it's part of the healing to leave the city behind, to leave your daily stuff behind and get out on that country road and come up here where it's completely quiet. And really the only noises that you hear are nature, are birds, are the wind, that you get to feel the elements again. And so when people step out of their car and walk into the barn, I see their shoulders start to drop. I see them start to take really big breaths. When we walk out into the pasture with the horses to begin their session, you know, they will make a beeline toward one of the horses that seems to be calling them, or vice versa. One of the horses will do that with them. And just taking that deep breath of air inside and relaxing and releasing, that's such a powerful way to connect with yourself first and foremost. And Asante was always called lovingly the breath police, because that's a basic part of healing work that she did with people, that when they chose to work with her, or she made it clear that she needed to work with them, she would start breathing really, really loudly around them first and foremost. And they usually would start laughing because they would understand what she was doing, because she immediately brought their attention to the fact that they were not breathing, that they were holding their breath. And so she would sit there and walk through that practice of simple breath work, of supporting them and coming back into their body, of being present, of being right there in that moment with her, and of filling themselves with that life-giving essential element that's there. And she did that with everyone that she worked with, in addition to just sharing that beautiful, calm, loving energy that she always possessed around her. I mean, she, in this herd, she usually was standing on the edge of the herd. And what I came to understand was that she really is a space holder. And by that, I mean, she is on the perimeter and holding space for everybody. And that means her herd members, that means people who are out here, that means everything that's going on here. So that just her physical presence in that is tremendously missed. So we actually need to take a quick break. So as we go to break, just I invite you to take a really deep breath right now. You know, notice if you were breathing or kind of holding your breath, or maybe it was a little bit shallow. And just start that practice of taking a really deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And just being in your body and noticing what you're feeling right now. And we are going to take a short break, so don't go away. And we will come back to do some more chatting about ICU, the heart of the matter, on the Horses, Heart, and Soul radio show on naturechannel.fm.
You are listening to the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm. We're here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern with horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls. naturechannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. naturechannel.fm. It's where we grow.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable. Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at naturechannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm.
Serendipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Serendipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
Nature's Channel is where you grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live at Find Archives at naturechannel.fm.
You are listening to the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm. We're here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern with horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Welcome back to the Horses, Heart, and Soul radio show. I'm your host, Sarah Willerson, and you are listening to Horse Wisdom shared straight from the stalls on naturechannel.fm. And by the way, just a reminder, if you ever want to leave a comment or have a question, please feel free to do that either on the naturechannel.fm website or on our Facebook page, which is Horses, Heart, and Soul, LLC. We always love to hear your comments and your thoughts about the show, or if you have questions you want answered, or maybe even ideas for subjects that you would like the horses to talk about. I can always check in with them on that, too. I think that might be something fun to start doing, is either a little question or answer sort of thing, or if there are topics that people are curious about with this herd that they want to hear what this herd has to say about. So today's show is ICU, the heart of the matter, and the horses are sharing their thoughts and their wisdom on that divine nature that is us, the core essence of who we are, and how a lot of times we are not connected to that deep core essence of who we are, which is the heart of the matter for our being. And so before we went to break, Jingles was sharing his thoughts on that, and Asante did too. And as we step back into this, Magno also had some thoughts that he wanted to share on the show. And for those of you who don't know him, he is a massive-looking horse. He's a Percheron Andalusian cross, and he's, let's see, I'm 5 feet tall, so I'm not the tallest person in the world, but the top of his back is several inches above my head. So he is not a small horse by any means. And he, to me, he's always kind of looked like the pictures of the mythical war horses that you see in art, in history, or in fairy tales too. That's very much what he resembles. And he's this beautiful, rich mahogany color. And he just has this loving and wise face that he is always walking around with. But then there's also this gleam of mischief in his eye at the same time. So a little bit about his personality. So he's very much operating from kind of a warrior sort of place. And he said, I think of the way I previously walked with others, both two and four-legged. I disconnected from my own inner knowing. And he shows me a picture of him stepping in and out of his body and moving everyone and all the energy around him in that way. And so I think I need to also kind of jump in here and explain what he's referring to. That up until a couple of years ago, he really was kind of a bully. And he was a bully with the other members of his herd. And he really had some bullying tendencies when people came out here too. So back in the day, he was a great teacher of how do you set boundaries with another being, because you really did need to set clear boundaries with him about your space and asking him to respect your space, because he's huge. And that's not funny if he accidentally steps on you or moves you out of his way. So what was interesting was that a couple of years ago, it's like he just did a total 180. So, and he shifted more into this peaceful warrior sort of way of being, and almost like he just stepped into this comfort with who he is and his big, strong body and his big, wonderful, loving heart, and created this really deep connection with himself in this way, and instead has found a whole different way of standing in his power and holding that sacred space in this herd too. That's a big part of who he is and his role, is that he is a protector in this herd and the guardian in a way. And the way he holds presence with this herd now is very much to stand in a space, to give a look, to shift his body slightly versus the way he did it before, which was to move everyone around in a big, ugly, loud way and get really physical with some of his herd members at times. So that's kind of, this is, I'll start over then just so you have that background. He said, I think of the way I previously walked with others, both two and four-legged. I disconnected from my own inner knowing. And that's when he showed me a picture of stepping in and out of his body and moving everyone and all the energy around him in that way. And he went on to say that was way time consuming. It did not allow for me to be, to expand, to really feel, experience, and know the underneath and within of myself. What Jingles is saying about the heart of the matter. When I stopped, all settled down inside of me. There is no fear to be had in this connecting state of being. And I know that it is a fear. You ask, what if I cannot handle these sensations in my body? It is why we work as a team with you and start with breath. This is the first step in bringing you back inside. As we have shared in previous recordings, we then create a holding space for you, like a training space, to step in and be. Asante continues to hold the space with us of the importance of breath. From there, each of us creates that window for you to look into yourself. And he does such beautiful, powerful work with people every single day. He just, the love and courage that this horse shows and shares with people just brings tears to my eyes. He is such an incredibly loving being. And a big part of the work he does with people is helping them feel safe and protected when they have not, for a variety of reasons in the past, and helping them bring that back into their current daily life. And, you know, remembering that, you know, courage is theirs. You know, courage comes from a word based on the French word cœur, which means heart. So I know that is a huge part of what he's helping us with, which, you know, again, goes back to the subject matter of our show today, getting to the heart of the matter, getting deep inside of our heart and being that beautiful essence that we are deep inside. You know, some of the other stories I could share about some of the herd and the way that they help people do this is, you know, I'm thinking about a group that was out here recently, and one of the group participants chose to work with Domino, and you know, Domino herself has had some pretty awful things happen in her life in the past. And so a big part of what she does with people when they choose to work with her is she needs them to be completely in their heart first and foremost, that they be connected in that space. And when they are, when they allow themselves to feel what they're feeling, then that creates safety with her, and she can then step into a relationship with them when they are in that true essence of who they are. And so a lot of times what she'll do is she will ask that whoever her human partner is simply stand with her, just stand with her, and to breathe and to connect with their heart and to feel whatever they're feeling in their heart. And that may be a memory, it may be an emotion, it may be an opening, it may be a release. And she invites them to stand in that space even longer and just breathe with it. And the more her human partner is able to do that, the more she'll relax into them, the more she feels safe to be in relationship with them, because to her that is real. That is the true being of who they are. And you know, Moonbeam does some very similar things. You know, she and Magno actually do a lot of work with people who are working with blocks that are showing up in their life. And by block, I am referencing a whole host of issues, including, you know, when we detach from our bodies for lots of good reasons, like maybe because of a memory or our past, or there's some addiction behaviors going on in our lives, or our relationship with food is really unbalanced. And Magno and Moonbeam, they are constantly coming up to people that are working with these themes in their lives and holding space with them, of being with them. And I know one person who works with these two a lot will always say, when I ask, you know, what are Moonbeam and Magno sharing with you today? And that person will always say, they're telling me it's all okay, that I'm going to be okay. And this person always knows this and feels this deep inside their body, of just that deep knowing of I'm okay, which is another beautiful reminder of that is the core of who we are. We are okay. We are in that deep heartfelt essence. When we can step into that space with ourselves, we do know we're okay. We do know there's peace and calm and love there. And what an amazing space that is, just to start from and to be from. And so we need to take another quick break. So I'm going to leave you with those things just to sit with for yourself, of considering, you know, how often do you let yourself just be in that deep heartfelt space of yours? So you are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Radio Show, and we will be back in just a few minutes.
You are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm. We're here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern with horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls. NaturesChannel.fm, amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. NaturesChannel.fm, it's where we grow.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable, Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea, It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at naturschannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature's Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pets. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on naturschannel.fm.
Serendipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on naturschannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Serendipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on naturschannel.fm.
Nature's Channel is where you grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live and find archives at naturschannel.fm.
You are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturschannel.fm. We're here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern with horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Welcome back to the Horse's Heart and Soul Radio Show. I'm your host, Sarah Willerson, and today's show is called ICU, The Heart of the Matter, and the horses have been sharing their wisdom about connecting with the deep part of ourselves that we hold in our hearts, and they've shared their thoughts on that, and also just some ways that they do that when people come out to work with them as well. And, you know, another thing I want to share is that, you know, several of them, when they've come to be a part of this herd, have needed help with just this process themselves. I mean, you know, some of them have had some things happen in their lives and their worlds that were not, you know, absolutely awesome, and have left them with some wounds themselves. And I have to say that is something that I truly love, working with horses from that space of helping them come back and remember who they are and connecting with that beautiful being that they truly are inside of their hearts. And that's a big piece of healing work that I always enjoy doing. And so, as you know, several members of our herd have walked through this process with themselves and continue to walk through that, you know, what I see happening is kind of like, it's like they are in the opposite hooves from what they do with us when we're in a session with them. It's to me, it feels like that they are looking deep inside me to see, okay, do you see me? Where am I? I need your help on that. And that is something that I tend to feel on a physical level inside of me. And so, you know, one of them, I know that when this horse goes back into a past memory of something that has happened in their life, and this part, just so you know, I'm going to keep confidential because I don't believe it's important to attach labels or experiences to them. Because, you know, they are walking through their own healing just like we are. And so what it feels like to me is when this particular horse does this, that I'm being looked to be that core of support and that guidance and that check-in of, is this safe? Is this really okay for me to step in and try this and to show up and be really, really present? And what I know works more than anything is that when I am experiencing this happen, when I see this horse walking through this, and you can see it all over this horse's body, that they are in a past moment of something or really worried about something that's happened in the past that is not there right in the moment, that if I take a really deep breath and just talk to that horse, remind them where they are, what we're doing, what we're working on, that whatever it was that they got reminded of, that we're going to move that back to the past, that that's not here today and that does not own that horse anymore. And just creating some really deep breaths together and waiting for this horse to just shift back into being right there in that moment. And this horse can do that. And sometimes it takes a little longer. You know, it depends on the day. And, you know, I think that's true for us too. I mean, I know for myself, there are days that I get hit with something from the past and it just kind of turns and spins around inside of me and I chew on it all day and, you know, it comes out in not so pretty ways. But, you know, the beautiful reminder is we do have that ability just to go back to that core part of ourselves and take that deep breath and remember, I am this beautiful, loving being that is here right in this moment, and I am not that past. I am not that label. I am not all that other blah, 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 blah stuff. You know, and another horse here likes to kind of use really big behaviors and be kind of pushy at times, and I can see really clearly that it is just a way that this horse got out of doing something that they really didn't want to do at all, or they were made to do, or they were forced to do, and it was something that was really uncomfortable or unpleasant. And just, I kind of do the same thing with this horse of just reminding them that we're right here, we're today, and you know, this is what I'm asking, and I'm inviting this horse to be a part of it, and we find a way to create that in the middle connection collaboration together that doesn't feel like this horse is being put in a vice. That's kind of the word that comes up for me. And the more time we take to do that together, the more this horse is able to really quickly shift back into, oh yeah, I'm here. This is me. This is who I am. And you know, and I know, I believe this is true for all of us, that you know, it's just a process of self-discovery and that kind of, you know, clearing off all that outside layer of stuff that's gotten gunked up on the windows of the outside of our being. And the more we clean that off, the more we get into that wonderful essence that is us on that deep level inside. And so back to the horses, I asked them to share as a collective the greater message that they're wishing us to hold with ourselves when it comes to, you know, our topic today of I see you, the heart of the matter. And so as I was in my meditation space again with my eyes closed, just sitting there quietly and breathing, I saw them show me a picture of the earth herself and then holding the sphere of the earth in our own individual hands. And they said, this is us, meaning you and I, that we hold all in our own hands, meaning we are the key to connection. And it's not outside of us. And it doesn't belong to another person or being. There are teachings out there designed to guide us, and the remembering comes from that deep connection from within. We do not need to look outside. So all the anxious sensations that present with the statement, they remind us to simply breathe. So just take a really deep breath. And let's come back into ourselves and breathe from the heart space and see the image that presents when we do that. And the horses want to take you on a little bit of a guided meditation here. So as long as, if you're listening right now, and as long as you're sitting in a place that does not involve driving a vehicle or doing anything else that you need your full concentration, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and have both feet flat on the floor and just letting your hands rest comfortably wherever they are. Take a really deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And I want you to picture yourself sitting in this beautiful pasture filled with all sorts of flowers. And just notice everything around you as you're sitting in that beautiful space. And just seeing a circle of forces all along the perimeter of your space and knowing that they're there holding that space for you as you step into this deeper space with yourself. And I want you to bring your attention into your chest and focus on your heart space. And as you're still breathing, allowing that deep, slow, rhythmical breath to bring you into the quiet of you, deep inside. And maybe you see your heart. Maybe you hear your heart. Maybe you just know what your heart is saying. Another deep breath and just sit and listen and hear the message of your heart right now. See or know or hear the core essence of your heart that's being shared with you. And if your head starts getting in the way or you start to have some feelings of tightness or tension, just go back and take a really deep breath. Because when we don't typically do this, sometimes some fear can present, and that's okay. But let's just go back and take a really deep breath, and knowing you are connected in your heart space with that deep core essence of who you are, that you're hearing that message from your heart of who you are and what is held there. And in essence, you're being invited into the heart of the matter of who you are. I want you to notice some ways that you're willing to connect with and maybe even commit to this path of the heart. Ways that allow you to breathe with the core of who you are and allow you to be and unfold and expand. And just taking a moment to thank this beautiful, deep part of who you are for connecting and sharing with you. And knowing you can always access this part of yourself simply by closing your eyes and taking a deep breath and just coming back into that heart space with yourself. There is no right or wrong way to do this. So go back to that field where you started. Maybe even putting a hand over your heart space, knowing that connection is there always. Knowing that you're always surrounded by a circle of support. And taking another deep breath and gently opening your eyes into the space that you're in right now. And feeling the chair under you or wherever you're sitting, and your feet on the ground. Just taking some deep breaths, letting yourself be in this space. take our last break of the show. And while we're at a break, I'm going to invite you to maybe consider some ways that you could create some sort of symbol or a piece of creative art or maybe even journal about this this short meditation experience with the heart of you and what was shared with you. So take some time to notice what feels right to you, if it does, to do that. A lot of times it's a really helpful, powerful thing to have some sort of symbol or visual symbol we can look at in front of us just to remind us of that core piece of connecting work that we're doing with ourselves. So we are going to take a quick break and then we will be back. And you are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Radio Show on natureschannel.fm. The commercial block is not working.
You are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on natureschannel.fm. We're here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern with horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls. Natureschannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and you are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on natureschannel.fm. We're here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern with horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls. Natureschannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. Natureschannel.fm. It's where we grow.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable. Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source.
You are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on natureschannel.fm. We're here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern with horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls. Natureschannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. Natureschannel.fm. It's where we grow.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable. Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. The finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at natureschannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on natureschannel.fm.
Serendipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on natureschannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Serendipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on natureschannel.fm.
Nature's Channel is where you go. grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live at Find Archives at naturechannel.fm.
You are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm. We're here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern with horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Horse's Heart and Soul radio show. I'm your host, Sarah Willerson, and I apologize for the issues with the commercial break there. My buttons got a little messed up here. Anyway, we got through it. So today's show has been ICU, the Heart of the Matter, and the horses have shared their wisdom about how they see us and just inviting us to step into that deeper, more personal view that they always see of us and supporting us in connecting to that deep core essence of who we are, or as Jingle says, our divine nature that is deep inside of our heart. And the horses shared their beautiful wisdom about that. Several of them spoke individually, and I also shared how they work on these aspects with their own selves at times too, just in their own personal healing. And then also a meditation that they shared with us. So I really do invite you, if you participated in that meditation, to maybe notice a way that comes to mind to create some sort of visual reminder for yourself of that connecting heart space, that message from your heart, and keeping that front and present for yourself, because that is who you are. That is who we are. And just what a beautiful space and important space to always walk from that place with ourselves first and foremost, because that keeps us in that open space where fear really doesn't have a space to be. And so I think what I'd like to do is, you know, is close with a quote of Marianne Williamson's. And, you know, the whole time I was sitting with the herd, I kept on hearing this quote, and it just, to me, really is a beautiful reminder, I think, for all of us about exactly what the horses are talking about. And so this is a quote by her that is repeated often, and it comes from her Course in Miracles. If you haven't checked that out and it sounds of interest to you, then definitely do that. So her words are, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." I love that quote. I think it's such a wonderful reminder for all of us every single day, sometimes multiple times a day. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. And as always, we invite you to share your comments, thoughts, feedback. And you can do that on the naturechannel.fm site and also on our Facebook page, which is Horses Heart and Soul LLC. And if you want more horse wisdom during the week, please visit us in our virtual pasture. We have a website. It is www.horsesheartandsoul.com. We are also on Instagram and Twitter, and our handle there is @horsesheartsoul. So until then, I hope you have a great week and happy trails to you, and we look forward to joining you next Wednesday. Take care, everyone.
Thank you. thank you for joining Sarah and the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd. Tune in to The Trail next week for more horse wisdom, straight from the stalls on nature'schannel.fm, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern. Need a horse hug later in the week? Come visit us in our virtual pasture at www.horsesheartandsoul.com, on Facebook at Horses Heart and Soul LLC, and Twitter or Instagram at Horses Heart Soul. Until next week, happy trails to you all.